As many of you know, it was a rough spring for Wyoming's workforce. Unemployment skyrocketed with the closure of many businesses due to COVID-19. The federal government provided assistance, but it took a while to get the roughly $336 million it paid out into people's hands. Robin Cooley is the director of the Wyoming Department of Workforce Services. She says when the pandemic hit Wyoming, things changed overnight.
I think that my job and my life changed just like just about everybody in this agency. It was all of a sudden overnight, implementing new programs, recognizing the need out there in the communities and across the state, and just really trying to ramp up all of these, all of this information coming at us. Not only ramping the programs up, but trying to get the information out to individuals in a timely and easy to understand manner. So it was quick, fast, and all hands on deck. And I just have to give kudos to every person in this agency.
You know, obviously dealing with the federal government and how slow some of the money was initially, just I'm sure there were plenty of glitches, and I certainly would hear from some of those people. Trouble in the state? I mean, were there people that went a little while without income that you really had to work to get them back on track?
I think that's an accurate statement, Bob. We had, you know, it took us with these unemployment programs. They were tremendous programs and really helped us get some money out to individuals that were in some significant need. But it took us a while to get these programs up and running. We have a real state-of-the-art program that we just implemented, actually finished implementing in November. Thank goodness we had that in place before this hit, because it made, I think, the job of programming some of these new DOL programs a little bit easier, but it took time. And by the time we were getting some of this money out to individuals, they had been going 3-4 weeks without any type of income. So we were hearing from them, and my heart went out, you know, the agency's heart went out to them, because they were in dire straits and were literally in a panic mode. So yeah, it took a while, and when the money finally did start trickling out, it was a welcome relief, not only to us, but many, many, many people across the state.
Robin Cooley, again, visiting with us, the director of the Wyoming Department of Workforce Services. So it's been a nice summer. I know you were able to get some people employment. Unemployment numbers have repaired themselves a little bit. I'm curious, as you look ahead to the next few months, and I know Congress is debating some things as far as help, but is there a concern on the horizon?
I think there's a real concern on the horizon. As you know, we are implementing the Lost Wage Assistance Program now. Not implementing, we're programming it. We got approved for the funding, and we're getting it programmed down now and hope to have those funds going out to individuals quickly. But because those are FEMA funds and they're not UI, Department of Labor unemployment funds, there's a finite amount of funds available there. And so we're figuring that we're going to have payments maybe for 6, 7, potentially 8 weeks for individuals, and then that funding runs out. Certainly the hope is that by that time Congress will have come together and we'll have a package ready to go and ready for individuals out there. But again, we're going to be looking at some time to program that new the new policies and programs that they're going to come up with. So again, we're going to have this lapse of time where people are not going to have funds coming to them in a timely manner. So every time that happens, it's a difficulty for us, but certainly a difficulty for those individuals out there without incomes coming in.
I know there have been jobs that have popped up, and that's good news, but my understanding is when the fall and winter come, some of those disappear, and I wondered if that's going to couple some of the anxiety out there.
That's a possibility with that, the seasonal adjustments, but I have to tell you, I think that it's not doom and gloom. We're hearing about some real opportunities across the state for employment. In our 20 workforce centers across the state, they are reaching out, employers are reaching out to them, and they are doing a lot of work with virtual rapid response if there are layoffs in order to get people reemployed. We've had drive-up hiring events, in fact, where, you know, in talking to some of these employers, they're getting, we had a drive-up event like that here a couple of weeks ago. They were looking for over 100 employees to hire. And in talking to that employer, they were getting more than enough to choose, more than enough applicants to choose from. So I think people are hiring. There are jobs out there. Now it's going to vary by community to community, but I don't think that it's all doom and gloom. There are hiring events happening across the state.
And I'm glad you brought that up because I wanted to ask, you know, you do hear about some things and, you know, what seems to be the next big thing? Is it that people, many businesses are allowing people to do more virtually and that kind of thing?
You know, I think that might be part of it. I hadn't really thought of it along those lines, but that certainly could be part of it. But we've, you know, just in the since April, I believe it is, we've had, the state has gained 7,700 jobs or 2.9% in employment. And those biggest job growth gains have been in leisure and hospitality, education and health services, trade, transportation, and utilities and construction. So there are gains happening across the state.
Do you see some maybe opportunities people aren't necessarily talking about yet coming in coming months that really could help out the state and get some people some well-paying jobs?
I also want to mention to you a grant that we just applied for. It's called the Reimagine Grant with the Department of Education. That grant is actually quite a bit of money attached to it, not a lot of numbers to that grant. But if we were to get it, the opportunities in that for entrepreneurs and innovators across the state are going to be tremendous. And we've had a lot of interest. We're working with educators, UW, the community colleges, K-12, and a lot of the incubators around the state. They helped us apply for that grant. We're waiting to hear on that, the outcome of that. But that's going to present a lot of opportunity as well if we are to be fortunate enough to get awarded that those grant funds.
Well, hold on tight, Robin. Thank you so much for your time. Again, this is Robin Cooley. She is the director of the Wyoming Department of Workforce Services. Our pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much.